The proud.
I've learned a lot.
The few.
Majority of the individuals in leadership were men.
The chosen.
And it was almost like a perception of either we have to be easier with the women sometimes going through, or you had individuals who were even harder, especially if you had a female that had risen within the ranks.
Sandy Salivar enlisted in the U.S. Army when she was just 17.
My parents weren't happy with my decision.
She acknowledges it was difficult.
It was my first time being away from home.
But she rose to the rank of sergeant in just 5 years.
It was difficult to lead others who were twice as old as I was.
Tamika Reed also enlisted at the age of 17.
I needed some direction. I knew I wanted to travel. I wanted to do some good.
She too quickly rose to the rank of sergeant.
Or you had individuals who were even harder.
But Reed had a drill sergeant who put it all in perspective.
He's like, you guys actually, you listen. You treat this job like you would your family. And you're like, I'm going to take every piece of instruction. I'm going to take that knowledge and I'm going to make it where I can be the best version of me.
At the end of the day, she says that we're all family.
I have proven myself to these other soldiers.
Saldivar concurs.
The relationships you build in the military are nothing compared to a relationship that a civilian can have.
Reed is now a teacher at the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind. Saldivar is a tactical officer for the Chicago Police Department. Next, a couple who met while serving in the U.S. Navy. Now retired, the challenges they faced decades ago. Has it gotten better? That's part two of A Few Good Women. Andrea Darlis, WGN News.